Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Psalm 115, verse 3. There has been a wonderful alteration in my mind in respect to the doctrine of God's sovereignty. The doctrine has very often appeared exceedingly pleasant, bright, and sweet. Absolute sovereignty is what I love to ascribe to God. Jonathan Edwards. The climax of God's happiness is the delight he takes in the echoes of his excellence, in the praises of his people. John Piper. Chapter 1. The Happiness of God. Foundation for Christian Hedonism. The ultimate ground of Christian hedonism is the fact that God is uppermost in his own affections. The chief end of God is to glorify God and enjoy himself forever. The reason this may sound strange is that we are more accustomed to think about our duty than God's design. And when we do ask about God's design, we are too prone to describe it with ourselves at the center of God's affections. We may say, for example, that his design is to redeem the world, or to save sinners, or to restore creation, or the like. But God's saving designs are penultimate, not ultimate. Redemption, salvation, and restoration are not God's ultimate goal. These he performs for the sake of something greater, namely, the enjoyment he has in glorifying himself. The bedrock foundation of Christian hedonism is not God's allegiance to us, but to himself. If God were not infinitely devoted to the preservation, display, and enjoyment of his own glory, we could have no hope of finding happiness in him. But if he does in fact employ all his sovereign power and infinite wisdom to maximize the enjoyment of his own glory, then we have a foundation on which to stand and rejoice. I know this is perplexing at first glance, so I will try to take it apart a piece at a time and then put it back together at the end of the chapter. God's sovereignty, the foundation of his happiness and ours. Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Psalm 115, verse 3. The implication of this text is that God has the right and power to do whatever makes him happy. That is what it means to say that God is sovereign. Think about it for a moment. If God is sovereign and can do anything he pleases, then none of his purposes can be frustrated. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Psalm 33, verses 10 to 11. And if none of his purposes can be frustrated, then he must be the happiest of all beings. This infinite divine happiness is the fountain from which the Christian hedonist drinks and longs to drink more deeply. Can you imagine what it would be like if the God who ruled the world were not happy? What if God were given to grumbling and pouting and depression, like some Jack and the Beanstalk giant in the sky? What if God were frustrated and despondent and gloomy and dismal and discontented and dejected? Could we join David and say, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Psalm 63, verse 1. I don't think so. We would all relate to God like little children who have a frustrated, gloomy, dismal, discontented father. They can't enjoy him. They can only try not to bother him, or maybe try to work for him to earn some little favor. Therefore, if God is not happy, Christian hedonism has no foundation, for the aim of the Christian hedonist is to be happy in God, to delight in God, to cherish and enjoy his fellowship and favor. But children cannot enjoy the fellowship of their father if he is unhappy. Therefore, the foundation of Christian hedonism is the happiness of God. But the foundation of the happiness of God is the sovereignty of God. Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. If God were not sovereign, if the world he made were out of control, frustrating his design again and again, God would not be happy. Just as our joy is based on the promise that God is strong enough and wise enough to make all things work together for our good, so God's joy is based on that same sovereign control. He makes all things work together for his glory. If so much hangs on God's sovereignty, we should make sure the biblical basis for it is secure. The biblical basis for God's sovereign happiness.